So we were talking about Asara B'Teves, that we know there are different levels of fast days. One is Yom Kippur, a biblical fast day, and that's the only biblical fast day in the Torah, and we have a mitzvah to eat the day before. Then we have the four fast days, the fast of the fourth month, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the fast of the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, and the fast of the tenth month, Asara B'Teves. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah gives us three levels. One is when the Beit HaMikdash is up and it's and it's a time of peace. So these are happy feast days. When they are no Beit HaMikdash or religious persecution, they are fast days. And if there's no religious persecution but no Beit HaMikdash, like now, the Gemara says it's optional to fast. So Bizman HaGemara was optional to fast. But today, Kvar Shogu LaKachova, today we've taken upon ourselves as mandatory. Similar to like we have a din by Ma'ariv, even though the Gemara says Tfilos Arav is Rishus, but Kvar Gnogu LaChova. What does that mean? It's no longer that we've taken upon as Chova. So that's a major debate among the Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rambam, the Mechaber and the Rama, Rav Yosef, the Svarim and Ashkenaz, and whether it means that really, so the way Ashkenaz assume is basically we've taken upon as a chova. At one point it was, on Yom Kippur, the Din Torah obligates me to fast. On Tisha B'Av, the Din Rabbanan obligates me to fast. And on Asara B'Teves, Yud Zayin Tammuz, and Tzom Gedalia, the minhag demands that I fast. The minhag we've taken upon ourselves. And the Svardim say, no, that really, that's not, really it remains a Rishus. And therefore the Svardim, the Mechaber writes, on the Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be Shabbos. It could be done the day before also. They could do it on, as long as they do it before the fast starts. So that there's a din of, there's a halacha of a tainis yochid. If someone wants to take on a personal fast, so then you have to be makabel. In other words, it's not, as I said, assuming there are benefits of fasting, you might have them if you're fasting, but it's not considered a yom. It reminds me of a story with the Brisker Rav. I think it was Tisha B'Av. See, the Briskers were not only very lenient, but they held on Tisha B'Av. If you're a cholish ein bo sakana, someone who's not in, you're not even bechlal the fast. So even if you do fast, it doesn't make a difference. So somebody asked the Brisker Rav, should I fast? He said no, but the guy decided to fast anyway. And I guess they were at the same minyan at Mincha Tisha B'Av, and the Gabbai was calling up this person for an aliyah. So the Brisker Rav told the Gabbai, you can't call him up. So the guy goes over and says, I ended up fasting. He says, I don't care. He said, you might be fasting, but you don't have the din of a tainis, because since you're exempt from the fast, so who cares what you do? You're not someone who's obligated in the, so you can't get an aliyah. So similarly here, you can fast any day you want, but when I say a yom tainis, I mean, has the validity of a halachic tainis. You have to makabel tainis before. However, so what is the status of Asara B'Teves? So we assume, we B'nai Ashkenaz assume that it's a tiny seabor. We don't have to do anything. It comes automatically. Just like Tisha B'Av comes automatically, Yom Kippur. It's a minute Klai Yisrael, and that's it. We don't have to worry. However, the Svardim hold that really it's still only optional and you have to volunteer to do it. So then you have to be makabel tainis on that day. And there are other coups in the other direction, that if you hold it to tainis yachid, then you might be able to like taste. The Gemara talks about, what about tasting food on a tainis? By tasting food, I mean spitting it out. And, you know, this, let's say you're a chef and you have to taste the food. So spitting it out, I don't mean tasting it and swallowing it. The Gemara talks about, do I make a bracha? Am I allowed to taste on a tainis? So if it's a tainis yachid, it seems to be more lenient. So therefore, in terms of, let's say, washing out your mouth, let's say during the tainis, so according to the Svardim, it should be okay. But according to Ashkenaz, at first glance, it should be problematic. However, the Rav Shecht or others point out, but if you use, you're right, if we're just using, if you're going to brush on Friday, make sure you use like toothpaste or mouthwash, something that's not right. In other words, don't just wash out your mouth with water, because the concern is then you might swallow it. But if you use like mouthwash, toothpaste, that's okay, because that's, we don't consider that food. So even if you swallowed it, it's not considered eating. So either way, there are differences whether it's a tainus yachid or a tainus sibor. But the bottom line is, we've taken upon ourselves, and for Svardim, if they don't fast, they have poresh midarkei hatzibor. This is like by Meirev. If they don't daven Meirev, so then they're breaking off from the minhag of Chai Yisrael. So even though they're not violating, because they don't, because if they didn't volunteer, that means they don't have to do it, but it might be worse. They might be violating a neder or other things. Or, I mean, or that might be poresh midarkei hatzibor. Yeah, what? Well, Henry, what?
I'm just saying to thank you for the summary.
Okay, I'm almost finished. You can go if you have to go. You can go. I just have a couple more minutes of summary. So the F4.
More minutes. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so they point out so that's the halacha, that it's only that it's rut. So we're in the time period where it's rutzum, it's anim. So that's why we assume it's different. So on one hand, Yom Kippur is different than Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av is stricter than the other fasts. Let's say, on the books, if you're a pregnant or nursing woman, then you have to try to fast on Tisha B'Av. On the books, we could work, you know, you have a Shiloh, you could ask. But if on all these fast days, since we assume it's only a minig, so therefore we assume that, you know, that pregnant and nursing women, you know, if you're a cholish ain bo sakana, certainly, and therefore the more lenient, you know, again, they're different opinions, but if you're a someone nursing or someone pregnant, so there's a lot more room to be lenient on these three fast days than Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, there's still plenty of room also, but I've been saying, but there's more room on these. And as well, they talk about when it's a nidcha. If Tisha B'Av or Yud Zayin Tammuz is pushed off, it's even more lenient. Some want to say Tisha B'Av Shen Nidcha, when Tisha B'Av is pushed off, it's equally lenient, even more lenient, the Shrush Yaakov says, than other fast day. So therefore, that's the minig. What we'll continue on Thursday night. We'll talk specifically about the uniqueness of the fast of Asara B'Teves, which is coming up, and the rarity of a fast that comes out on a Friday. We generally do not fast on Friday, so that's what we'll discuss on Thursday night. Have a good day, everyone.